Hello everyone, my name is Yuri, I'm from Brazil. I will tell a little bit about my background. I studied computer sciences in Brazil, a bachelor, and a master in engineering and administration. Plus, I have a specialization in robotics and automation. And an associate degree in the US as well, in computer science and communication. So the underlying idea in this project was to plan and decide if we are going to use OpenACS and Navi Server in order to show demos in the startup that we were founding right before the pandemics. The startup was about biometrics and image recognition, which became a very good trend after the pandemics because of social distancing and if people were using masks and so on and so forth. So coincidentally, we were like in the new trend, and I, of course, because I have I have used OpenACS since 2004. I was willing to see how it behaves and see if I could use it and get the best of it. So. Basically,
if you put the Acrobat Reader in full screen mode with Control L, you don't have that issue.
That's okay. But I don't want to use that. Let's just get to the point. Basically, the solution is the overview is that one. So we are using a Raspberry Pi with OpenCV installed on it in a VPN. So in the on-premise, like in the local of the client. For these specifics four projects, we were using the cameras in gas stations, in stores, and grocery stores. So we get the image from there, take to a image recognition system such as GCP, Amazon Recognition of Vision Labs, get the metadata from there, put the metadata in the main subject of the presentation, which is Navi Server and OpenACS and Postgres. And we present those KPIs, which were extracted from the metadata in dashboards using React or even React Native, because we do have a mobile application to present those kind of data. So we were potentially using ACS objects, content type, CR items, and CR revisions. Both are the data models of a content type package, ACS content repository. A little bit about the API for the vehicles that we are capturing from the cameras and the faces. No images were recorded back then. We just created a hash from the image recognition metadata. And from there, we store the descriptions such as for vehicles, car plates, car model, colors, if it is the categories such as motorcycle, if it is a truck or an automobile. Regarding face, we collect information such as age, gender, and distances between between eyes and nose and mouth to make sure that we will collect a unique hash and make this hash has a unique name for the CR item record. As you can see, a little bit about the metadata for vehicles. And here you have the metadata for faces. And we could even get the emotions because the API delivered that to us. So we were actually could extend the applications for like gamification, if creating a dashboard and tell if the user is happy, if it is sad, or these kind of things. And we were totally LGPD compliant. That's what a real important matter at the time I was developing the project. And then, after we get the scenario in place, we got the first client that were collecting vehicle informations. And then the second project, the third project, and the fourth project, all those were pilots and demonstrations. And all of a sudden, we start to get a lot of traffic, such as the first one, which has daily 50,000 requests, so sending metadata inside the Navi server. And then I start to raise my eyebrows and, wow, I need to start to think about caching and optimization, which thanks to Gustav Neumann, he gave me a good presentation today about this matter. As a matter of fact, I used to do like dummy questions in the forums, and after those dummy questions, a new release comes, and I know why, if it is a good coincidence. It happens with T-Doom back in 2017, and then it happened, I believe it was in 2019, with OpenACS as well. So I start to think that perhaps I'm contributing somehow. And the total was about 81K requests to insert data and approximately 2,000 requests to present the data, meaning to serve this data into KPIs in the dashboard that you have just seen in the overview. And then, as I mentioned, I start to think about Postgres, the database KPI metrics, and digging into the problem that I was facing with those slow requests. I start to dig more about it and start to monitoring and start to install and use the monitoring system of OpenACS, and not only that, but also Postgres, and understanding the data model more deep. And thanks to the OpenACS, I was in the right place because I knew it from the beginning. That's why I used a content item data model, because I knew I could face situations like that. And I will be not 100%, but I will be in the right track to redesign quickly and get the right things done as it should. A little bit about the APIs that I was using, such as YouTube MemoEyes to cache and flush the cache for vehicles and faces. Vehicles and faces. Vehicles was an object as well as face. So I create a custom object on OpenACS, and I could get all the benefits out of OpenACS just creating those objects and those content items and revisions. So for instance, if a person passed through a camera, and the same person passed through another camera, I would tell that it is not a new record. It's just a new revision of the same CR item. And those in the metadata, I would store the camera ID, the time, and the date that the passage goes by. And I could even get a feature out of it, and I could track the whole journey that the person was going through, which is very interesting for a grocery store to see where the person goes and if he's buying this and this or that product. And in this graphic is just to show a little bit about the KPIs, not specifically, but it varies a lot, depends on the client that we are using. But just to show the enhancements after I apply the OpenACS and Navi server and Postgres optimizations. And of course, we were using just a small server, which I had this server hosted on Zill.net, which is from Patrick, a very old contributor for the community. He's placed in Pennsylvania, and it's a very small server. It is hosted in a physical server that is an AMD Ryzen 5, but the VPS has only 2 gigabytes and 60 gigabytes hard drive. And I start to create many VPSs, and there was only one of it. And it's good that I remember the dashboards were placed on AWS Amazon. So I was integrating this server with the servers in Amazon using API REST. And the future enhancements are explore more about Postgres JSON to actually get even faster storing the data and retrieving the data. Explore more about Postgres SQL and OpenACS clustering, because now we are using just one instance. of the database in one server, scale up for industrial applications. For example, we had a client that is doing a pilot for us, and the image recognition is about recognizing iron balls. And depending on the dimension of the iron balls, we could tell the weight, we could tell if the ball is damaged or not. We could even track like small differences between pixels in the image. And for that, we would need to scale up the resources. And of course, package contribution. It's a new trend to use cloud and AWS recognition in Google and Luna, et cetera. And of course, Node.js for front end. It would be great to wrap that up in packages and contribute to the community to be easy and accessible for everyone. Just a matter of going to the parameters, set up those parameters as URL, and that's it. We are done. And you can connect to it and get the benefits out of it using OpenACS, which is what we are all intended to. Here is to show a quick demo about, but not necessarily. Here is the dashboard for persons. So as I mentioned, we could tell the age, we could tell data for the temporal data. It's in Spanish here, but it's yesterday, a week, and the total amount. Here we can track the model, as I mentioned, and the quantities, motorcycle, buses, trucks. And here is the cherry of the ice cake, which we also develop authentication with facial recognition. There was only 5 or 10 requests, because only me was using in parallel with all those 1,000 requests. But I was just proving a concept here, and it is totally possible to be done. Again, using Raspberry Pi and authenticating using the ACS authentication API. A few references, and I want I'm very great to be presenting here, and I want to thank the startup that made possible to run this pilot, the OpenACS framework community, Patrick Giancavo from Zio.net, and of course, Vienna University of Business and Economics. And thank you all. Again, my name is Yuri, I'm from Brazil, and I'm happy to answer your questions.
Thank you for the talk. It was very interesting. Did I hear you correctly? You say you don't actually store the images. You're taking a hash and you just store the hash.
Yep.
Okay. And so then how do you know? So at what point do you do a comparison to see if it's the same face that you saw?
Because the same hash will be applied.
So before you do the insert, you do a
processing.
Check,
and then yep.
And you, then it becomes a revision if it's rather
yeah.
Than, okay.
So I can track the appearances in the has appearances of the users. We do have the possibility to store the image in the cloud because some clients want to actually replace the RVR system, like the recording system of the place. So we can offer this solution as well. But you know, there is a lot of security involved. We need to actually expose this to them and explain everything, how it's going to be dealt with, and it's kind of different than this approach.
I see. And I think I missed how you distinguish a motorcycle from a car, from a van.
The Google or Luna or AWS gives me a category, which is the ID in the description. Oh, it's.
But you're using AWS recognition to figure out.
The whole metadata comes from them, and that's why I can differentiate and expose that data in the dashboard. Oh, by the way, these projects were all done in Latin America, specifically in Peru and Colombia.
I see that you use tools that are from big players, so I guess state of the art. Did you evaluate how accurate they are in really telling you actually 100 cars has passed by?
Yep.
So on?
Yeah, for faces, we do have a metric, and I put the metric above 97% to actually get a match. And tests were applied, and I was an example myself. That's how I was measuring the fault parameter that could give me a real good match. So after below 95, I just don't count have the same car. It's a new car. So we got a margin of error here, but it's good to show has a KPI anyway. And again, it's a demo. We cameras quality, the quality of the cameras in the environment have a real importance in these scenarios. And even the quality of the camera, there are cameras that are cost a lot, and they are very, very good for this kind, and can get me even better precisions about the image recognition metadata.
Thank you very much, Yuri.